Just need a moment.
Or two.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Still what? The agenda? Okay. So I'm going to call the Ad Hoc Office Space Committee to order for September 8th. And the first order of business is to ask for approval of minutes from three prior sessions, January 27th, May 22nd, and June 22nd, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. At this point, I'll turn the meeting over to County Manager Jack Wheeler to discuss the bid awards.
Sure. So phase two bid, as you can see, and was sent, and Eric and Chris are here for questions as well. We put it out with a number of alternatives, alternates, just to see what the prices came at. alternative one is the one that we talked about at length, about turning the South Conference Room into another courtroom, and that would allow the DA to have the entire old courthouse for his operations, including grand jury. That was kind of, you know, a high priority for the state, and in terms of long-term efficiency for us, that was, you know, as staff, kind of on our high term list or high priority list as well. The finishes and seating in courtroom, that was another state push. If you have been in to any of the courtrooms that are in the county office building, the seating is original to the renovation, almost like kind of the high school auditorium seating, metal back with fabric. It's in pretty rough shape. So at some point in time, they're going to have us replace it anyhow. You'll note at the bottom that that $60,000, that would be us. We can get a better price instead of putting it in the bid, the actual seats themselves. Instead of putting it into the bid, we can purchase it on state contract. That way, that portion is not getting marked up by the contractor. So that's why we separated that out. And then all the alts three through six are fan coil unit replacements. And if you have questions, Eric can definitely speak to that. The fan coil units are essentially at end of life. And since we're going to be renovating those spaces anyhow, we figured to do it while we're doing it now instead of waiting a year or two after they're done with plumbing, electric, everything. Since they're going to be into that space now, that was our recommendation. The budget for phase two was $6.7 million. And as you can see, the bids came in a good portion below that, where we can still carry a good contingency. We'll talk again on the next change order item on the agenda, but we barely used any of the $200,000 contingency from phase one. So, you know, again, there's going to be unknowns, but Gary and Eric and all of us felt comfortable having that spread, you know, this about $500,000 below budget that you folks authorized at the beginning, which was, I think, 10.3. So they look good. Building Innovation Group, the GC, is the GC on phase one. They've been phenomenal. So we're very, very pleased to have them be the low bidder because they've been just great to work with. Matco as well. For electrical contractor, we had a little back and forth. They were significantly lower. There were two bidders that were significantly low on electric. Matco was the second, but the first bidder pulled out because they missed something. But Matco kept their price. We did, with LaBella and us and Gary Webb, we did a de-scope of all of these folks, and they have everything covered. So we look to be in good shape. Again, a big number, but it's within budget. So we would recommend awarding as shown.
So what was our budget?
6.7 for phase two.
6.7.
What was the budget for phase one?
So it's 300 and change. Or $3 million.
$3 million.
Sorry.
Yeah.
$300 would have been good. Not $300 million. $300,000 would have been great. Yeah, $3 million and change.
So we have phase three. What's phase three going to amount to? Or we just have phase one and phase two?
Hopefully that's after I retire, so.
Yeah.
So alternate, Jack had talked to Robin and I about these a couple weeks ago, and alternates 3, 4, 5, 6. In my mind, it's just standard maintenance of buildings.
Yep.
The HVAC units, they're old, they need to be replaced. Now is the time to do those upgrades, especially in areas where you're already going to have construction going on.
Yep.
So we said, yes, let's just roll them all in as one number and present them this way. So that's why.
I agree. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, being that the base came in so low than what was projected, it just makes a lot of sense to go ahead while the building's torn apart and the walls
the contractors are there.
And right. The contractors
are
there.
Don't have to move in, move out, and all the other stuff.
As Mr. Potter remarked to me, he goes, if there's only one thing that comes good out of the COVID, it's these bids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would move that we accept the bids as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any other discussion, comments?
Timing.
So if you folks are comfortable, and we did this with the last project, and we'll work with Jen, but they would like to get, I think it's a letter of intent, which is non-binding, but out to the contractors so that they can go to their subs with something a little more firm.
Right.
And then we'd get the contracts. It's in the standard AIA documents. We'll work on them in the interim, and they want to start working in the beginning of October.
Good.
This is not to get far off a field, but Eric really has come up with some great ideas. We have a meeting tomorrow or Thursday about phasing. And we're looking at, we were going to do the Balcom House in two phases, one side and then the other. But what we've learned is with all these virtual court appearances, even the painting that Eric's crew are doing a great job on the Balcom House is noisy for some of the folks inside. So what we're talking about is relocating everyone in that building and do that building all at once. So Eric had a great idea with that. So that'll go. So that would be one of the first spaces, and then probably the old DPW space for the new courtroom.
Okay.
So where are we putting the people from the Balcom?
We're still working on that. Some are working remote because of the court situation now just being wound down. So those that can work remote can work remote. But if we can do it that way, we have a way to probably the space that we're going to be moving from, the manager, legislature, that suite planning, will be vacant, so they could sit there temporarily and the contractors just hold them off from hitting that space until the Balcom House is done.
Mm.
So this is going to slide in relatively quickly.
Yeah, we're going to get moving, and the GC and the electrical contractors are already here. You know, they'll be pretty much they're pretty much done, as you can see, but you know, it's not a big mobilization they'll have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're accepting the bids at this point. When we talk about financing this, how we're going to do that, or have we already made that decision?
No.
So when does that phase come in? If we're going to sit out there, if we're looking at bonding, don't we have to do that?
I thought back at the beginning we talked about paying cash for this.
Well, that was the intent, but then we had an option sitting out there. But before this bid is awarded, don't we have to start the bonding process?
Well, if you want to bond, certainly you would have to start that.
Well, but it was just an option that was.
Yeah, we talked about cash originally. We decided that was the way to go. But I also said once everything hit with COVID and we knew we were going to be tight on state monies this year,
yeah,
maybe we wanted to revisit
what
we do with the second phase.
Okay. We can work on that and work up some numbers. Tammy, we could get with bond counsel and work up numbers on that.
It wouldn't slow down the project.
No.
I would hope.
No, we got enough to cover.
Yeah.
Whatever expenses.
But I think it's worth re-looking at the second phase.
Yeah.
If the timing still allows us to do that.
I don't see why not, right?
No, it should be. It should be fine.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. No other questions? I have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. So the second, the change order.
Sure. So from phase one, and again, we really spent nothing out of the $200,000 contingency that we've had for phase one, but Matco, which is the electrical engineer for obviously both phases now, has a quote of $16,837 to upgrade the fire alarm system update in the main county office building. We did, they upgraded the controls and the poles and those in the renovated areas, but not the rest of the building. And it's been a fight with that system ever since I got here. And we've been talking about replacing it for a while and have looked at different options, but haven't found a good one. But this, you know, about approximately $17,000 change order would, you know, essentially update all those controls. There'd be new 13 replacement pole stations, 70 replacement smoke detectors, 8 replacement heat detectors, and 8 replacement duct detectors. And that would essentially get that whole building onto the new system, the new panels that they installed.
Are they all hardwired?
They were. These are going to be same.
So they're going to change the wiring and everything when they put the
No.
I need the hardwiring that's in place to test out if it works.
They're going to keep.
Okay. It was really that panel. The panel and the old detectors were what was causing the issue. And we last week we had them going off and scaring the hell out of everyone. So yeah, it's been a challenge.
I'll move it.
Okay. A motion and a second. Any other questions? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Have any other business, Jeff?
No. Just want to compliment Eric and Chris and Gary and the whole team. They've done an excellent job.
And whatever influence you had on the biz.
Yes.
Fred?
At the last many meetings we had, somebody commented that there's a problem with the Wi-Fi up here.
Yeah, so we have a wireless access point. I think it arrived either Friday, or it'll arrive today that they just need to install.
What's that?
IT. IT just needs to install another wireless access point in here to boost the Wi-Fi signal because it's a little wonky.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Motion for adjourn?
Yep, motion to adjourn. Second?
Aye. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Now I can shut them.
Now you can shut them.
I ain't talking to you.